take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. The number, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Again, tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. There's a lot, as always, on the plate tonight. We'll start out with the story I promised last night about ecstasy, some news regarding that, and then to come, young man arrested for a stick figure. We'll explain what that's all about. You might be able to guess what the environment was in which he was arrested. But first, from theguardian.co.uk, there is no evidence that ecstasy causes brain damage, according to one of the largest studies ever into the effects of the drug. Too many previous studies made overarching conclusions from insufficient data, say the scientists responsible for the research, and the drug's dangers have been greatly exaggerated. The finding will shock campaigners who have claimed ecstasy poses a real risk of triggering brain damage. Now, of course, to be clear, we're talking about MDMA here, not what is frequently sold on the streets as ecstasy, which could be, well, a variety of different things. It's the black market, so if somebody tells you and you're in a club that they are selling ecstasy and you don't have any test kits to verify it, the only way to know for sure is to take it and know what ecstasy is like. If you've never had ecstasy before, never had MDMA, and you buy it, and you won't know if it's real or not.
Yeah, it's not the greatest idea in the world to make yourself your own little guinea pig.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about MDMA here, just to be very, very specific. But experts, campaigners have argued that it can induce memory loss, decrease cognitive performance, and has long-lasting effects on behavior. But experts who've argued that the drug is relatively safe welcome the new paper, saying that I always assumed that when properly designed studies were carried out, we would find ecstasy does not cause brain damage, according to Professor David Nutt, who is fired as the chair of the Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs, for publicly stating that alcohol and tobacco were more harmful than ecstasy. That's the guy that came up with that chart, which has a list of drugs based on his assessment of social damage and personal damage that is done by those drugs. And indeed, alcohol, heroin, you know, cigarettes, all much more dangerous on that chart than both ecstasy and even LSD.
It's so crazy, yeah, that people just believe in the taboo more than, you know, the science behind it.
It's scary sounding. Yeah. I mean, the old line on this used to be that it puts holes in your brain. And
oh, yeah, I remember that. I believed it up until a few years ago.
Well, actually, when I stopped believing that one was when I saw it be debunked by ABC News. I mean, they, you know, when a mainstream news media program actually takes the time to debunk your anti-drug claims, you know, you've really got some awful claims out there. I mean, it's an excellent report, by the way. It's probably about maybe coming up on a decade old. Peter Jennings did a report. It was an hour-long special about ecstasy, and it's called Ecstasy Rising. It's one of the most balanced, well-presented, non-hysterical commentaries and analysis of a drug that I've ever seen.
Yeah, it baffles me, just simply baffles me, how people can, they take with a grain of salt their kids drinking alcohol and smoking tobacco. And admittedly, I wouldn't say kids drinking alcohol is that bad of a thing if they've been properly taught how to consume it, hopefully by somebody who loves them, like their family member. Tobacco, you know, largest killer in the world, I believe, or it's darn close to it. And whereas, you know, drugs like marijuana and ecstasy, people, you know, they get all bent out of shape. And the reason they get it bent out of shape is because it's illegal. And they don't understand why. They tend to just sort of parrot the things they've been told over time.
Yep.
The world would be a better place if we would legalize marijuana, ecstasy, let people who want to take them, take them. If you really want to outlaw bad and dangerous drugs, you need to look at alcohol and tobacco. I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
But it's going to. But those are the most dangerous ones.
Well, they're getting close to banning tobacco completely. I mean, there's basically nowhere that you can smoke in public, even near a door, near a window, or anything like that, and they're starting to make it more restrictive in your own home.
They sure are out in California.
Yeah, and the prices, the taxes that they slap on those
prohibitive
things. Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to the black market anyway.
It's going to be happening more and more often, absolutely. Yeah. As the price of legal cigarettes go up, the black or / gray market will begin to fill in the sides of that marketplace.
The real market.
Right. So more about this study. It was carried out by a team led by Professor John Halpern of Harvard Medical School and published in the journal Addiction last week, funded by a $1.8 million grant from the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse. It was launched specifically to avoid methodological drawbacks that have bedeviled previous attempts to pinpoint whether or not ecstasy users actually suffer brain damage. Ecstasy, or 3,4-methylenedioxymethamphetamine, or MDMA, came into widespread use in the 1980s when taking it was linked to raves and the playing of dance music. Its symptoms include, we can't have that. I mean, it was dancing that was one of the big reasons why they outlawed marijuana back in the 1930s. Well, there's white women dancing with them Negroes. We can't be allowed. And them Mexicans. We can't be allowing that.
Yep, they don't like that dancing stuff.
Believe it or not, it was racism that was a big selling factor on the original war on pot.
All you have to do is read some of the articles of the time that are talking about it. People that when the legislature passed the Marijuana Prohibition Act or whatever, a Stamp Act or whatever it was, they didn't actually know that it was hemp that they were passing a law against. They didn't know.
Because they used a slang term, marijuana, instead of the technical scientific term, cannabis, sativa or indica or whatever. So, ecstasy came into widespread use. Its symptoms include euphoria, a sense of intimacy with others, and diminished anxiety and depression. In the U.S. alone, more than 12 million have taken it. Now, just as an aside, it reminds me, the mention of what it does reminds me of some of the positive studies that have been done recently. Maybe they mentioned it in this article, but I think it's particularly worthwhile to note that they've done studies with ecstasy that has shown that it can cure people of things like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yep.
Like, let me be clear. This one drug, one dose, allowed a significant portion of people who have PTSD, guys that were in the military that saw their buddies blown away.
Guys that the government broke with its silly war over there that is accomplishing nothing.
Somebody who was molested as a kid. I mean, but people who have real severe traumatic pasts were able to, with the help of this drug and a psychiatrist, because those people deal with drugs, not psychologists.
Yeah, I heard that they would be like in a room, and I heard this study done with husbands and wives like at the brink of divorce who kind of wanted to save the relationship. So they would take this drug, sit down with a mediator, and just sort of talk, and it would end up working out, and they'd have long, wonderful relationships.
I mean, it's not a miracle. It's not going to guarantee to save your relationship. Oh, it's not going to guarantee.
It's darn close to a miracle. Wasn't it 80% of them?
It was tremendous. Now, to be fair, though, Mark, it was a small study because they can only get away with some small, kind of quiet studies here in this country, let alone you can do more out in Europe. But my point being, these folks had a significant change. In fact, they were diagnosed as cured of their PTSD after one or two treatments with MDMA, with a psychologist. It allowed them to, instead of having the barriers built up, instead of the brick walls that they built in their mind over time regarding whatever their traumatic experiences were able to break those walls down, were able to honestly look at themselves and look at what has happened and look at their, how they've changed as a result of it or whatever the process was. They were actually able to address these issues head on while using this amazing chemical. And so that was one thing that was more recent that was really blew me away when I saw that. I mean, I've done the drug a number of times. I don't know, number sounds large. Maybe, a dozen or so times in my life. And it's amazing. Anything in moderation, I think, can be a lot of things in moderation can be very good. And I think ecstasy in excess can be bad, and I think it can be detrimental to you. Will it be long-term? Well, let's take a look at what more of the study says here in moments at 800-259-9231. And, of course, your experiences are welcome as well. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen or bath. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for the project. Go now and log on to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other contractors in your area. Just go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, architect, or any other home service, then you need to visit homepro123.servicemagic.com. Today, it's easy, it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room built in to the same page as the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all those things and do it for free because, well, that's the way a talk show website should be. It should be free to you. So go and enjoy over at cam.freetalklive.com. And know that the webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's memorydealers.com. We're talking about drugs, specifically MDMA, known more popularly as ecstasy. Although, a word of warning, just because you're sold something called ecstasy doesn't mean you're getting MDMA. It's the black market for you. But we're going to continue here with a story from The Guardian at guardian.co.uk, where one of the largest studies ever done into the effects of the drug has been completed and has been published in the journal Addiction. And it is a shocker for a lot of people who may have believed the government's official line for so many years that ecstasy is brain damaging and it puts holes in your brain, which that one was debunked a long time ago. But you still have to keep putting this information out to make it clear for people, to repeat it and to get it across. That's why I think it's very important to talk about this, not only because I am a bit of a fan of the drug, but also because there's just so much misinformation and it needs to be corrected. So, back to the story from guardian.co.uk. They talk about some of the effects of ecstasy, as they describe it, a sense of intimacy with others, diminished anxiety and depression. And they claim that more than 12 million in the U.S. have taken it. But the taking of ecstasy has also been linked to damage to the central nervous system. And research in recent years has suggested that long-term changes to emotional states and behavior have been triggered by consumption of the drug. Possession of it has been made an offense in most Western nations. However, Halpern was sharply critical of the quality of the research that had linked ecstasy to brain damage. He said that too many studies have been carried out on small populations, while overarching conclusions have been drawn from them. He said, for a start, some previous research has studied users who were taken from a culture dominated by all-night dancing, which thus exposed these individuals to sleep and fluid deprivation, factors that are themselves known to produce long-lasting cognitive effects. So, yeah, don't drink water. You're going to hurt yourself.
Right? Yeah, many of these folks that are in the raver community, which is where ecstasy got its legs, as it were, and, they'll be in these clubs. They won't be drinking water. The clubs will charge $6 for a bottle of water. They'll lock the bathroom so they can't get to a sink to refill the bottles.
They'll shut the sinks off or something.
Yeah, and I've heard, like, in the 80s especially, you'd expect a lot of people to be mixing this with cocaine, which, compounds the issue. So.
Oh, boy. Well, non-users were not selected from those from a similar background, which therefore skewed results. In addition, past studies have not taken sufficient account of the fact that ecstasy users take other drugs or alcohol that could affect cognition, or that they may have suffered intellectual impairment before they started taking ecstasy. In Halpern's study, only ecstasy users who took no other drugs and who had suffered no previous impairment were selected. The resulting experiment whittled down 1,500 participants to 52 selected users.
Wow. It went from 1,500 to 52. What were the criteria? No other drugs ever.
No, right. No other drugs. And let's see. No. I lost my place here. Other drugs or alcohol that could affect cognition, they may have suffered intellectual impairment, so any sort of brain damage prior to beginning the taking of ecstasy, and also people who might not have been as, I guess, likely to be using it for the purpose of staying up all night and exerting themselves late into the early morning. The resulting experiment whittled down 1,500 participants to 52 selected users whose cognitive abilities matched those of a group of 59 non-users. Halpern said, we even took hair samples of participants to test whether they were telling the truth about their drug and alcohol habits. Essentially, we compared one group of people who danced and raved and took ecstasy with a similar group of individuals who danced and raved but did not take ecstasy. So I guess these are still people that were perhaps seeing it play. When we did that, we found that there was no difference in their cognitive abilities. In other words, previous studies highlighted problems triggered by other factors, such as the use of other drugs, or drink, or sleep deprivation. But the drugs still pose risks, he said. Ecstasy consumption is dangerous because illegally made pills often contain contaminants that can have harmful side effects. So, conclusion. People who use ecstasy are in no way at a greater risk for brain damage than people who do not take ecstasy. With the one caveat that ecstasy can be dangerous simply because the street version of it may not actually be ecstasy, may not be MDMA. It may be something else entirely. It may have some MDMA in it, but it may be spiked with speed, or what they call piperazines, or it may be completely piperazines. These are apparently the word on the street is that up here in New England, at least, and maybe in other places around the country, because these things tend to make it pretty far. You know, how many manufacturers there are out there is a good question, and how many of them are on the up and up is another good question. So a lot of bad batches of so-called ecstasy are being sold, and some people are frustrated by this. You know, people that are a little more concerned with the quality of the pills that they receive, because, you know, they want to get the real deal, and it's hard to sometimes in the black market.
Well, especially because, you know, there's no way to correct that issue if you're sold a bad batch. I mean, how do you go about, you know, getting your money back?
There is a way. It is, whether it will work for you or not is another issue. It depends on how your dealer is in the black market. If you've got somebody who's really shady, well, then maybe you're not going to get your money back. But if you've got somebody who's trying to do business on the up and up, then that person would appreciate, I'm sure, knowing that the batch of MDMA that they, or the batch of ecstasy they bought doesn't actually have any MDMA in it. And there are ways to test these things. Dance Safe is an organization that exists to help people reduce the harm that is done in the black market by drugs like ecstasy, bad, you know, versions of drugs like ecstasy. And so they actually sell test kits to people. You can test drugs in your kitchen with this kit, and it's, I think, $50. So yeah, that's the price of a couple of ecstasy pills typically on the street. But if it helps you avoid buying a batch of 10 of them or something like that would have been bad, then it pays for itself. So you get this test kit, you scrape a little bit of the pill onto like a white, you know, plain white plates, you can see color, and the kit, there's different types of tests in the kit. You want to use more than one test to make sure that you're getting the correct results that you're expecting. And you use these tests on this, and it changes color if it's MDMA, and if it doesn't change color, it's not. And you get to find out if you've been ripped off. And if people get that information and they get it back up the line, then there's a chance that, you know, you might be able to convince your dealer to get one of these
kits.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't want to do that in front of my dealer.
I guess it just depends on who your dealer is. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on the war on drugs, ecstasy, certainly welcome to share your experiences. But just an amazing study's been done here, and I'm glad to see it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies. But what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times. For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can find us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that you'll find there totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Listening options are included. We've got them right there. You get the live stream, so 24 hours a day. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available to you at freetalklive.com. There's also a satellite feed, which is free to air, meaning you buy the equipment once and you don't have to ever pay any kind of continuing fees, subscription fees, or anything like that. 94 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show on AM and FM at various different times throughout the week. And we've got a webcam and more. Go and get the listening options, listen lines as well. It'll allow you to call from any phone and listen over a long-distance connection. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
You know, we had here on Free Talk Live, we interviewed Ted Anderson. I think it was Thursday night or Friday night, Ian?
I think Friday.
I think it was Friday.
And Thursday.
We,
I don't know.
We made an offer for some silver that you get at a special price. And, well, if you didn't get it, ha-ha, the fact is silver jumped up about a buck yesterday. And it's, you know, it's on a meteoric rise. We have great prices on gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. I recommend you go over there and get some. I really, really, really believe that we're going to see an increase in the, actually a decrease in the value of the dollar relative to gold and silver, and that this is the best way to have a hedge against inflation. Probably you'll even make some money in the process. Go to gold.freetalklive.com.
Okay, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts certainly welcome on this news story that is going to shock a lot of people from theguardian.co.uk, where a very large study has been done on ecstasy users, and they've actually taken a real caution with this study because a lot of them in the past have been done very poorly, and now they've actually found that the ecstasy does not cause brain damage in any way, shape, or form. Now, is it going to do something to you if you take a lot of it? Well, will it be permanent? There's not any evidence of that necessarily that I've heard of, but that doesn't mean I would recommend taking a lot of ecstasy. Ecstasy has a certain factor about it that builds a tolerance. So, for instance, if you take ecstasy one night and then you take it the next night, the same amount the next night, it's just not the same experience. And so in order to attempt to reach the experience from the first night, you have to take more. And if you continue that process, you end up spending a lot of money and depleting a lot of your serotonin at the same time. So there will be a down after that.
Dopamine?
Is it dopamine?
You know, when we talk on the show about the idea of some drugs being beneficial to people's lives and their cognition, it makes me very uncomfortable. It makes me feel like we're endorsing the taking of some drugs. But when I think about the study here on ecstasy, and you look at the people that have seen huge advances in their lives, lives that have been crushed through some kind of traumatic incident, they have post-traumatic stress disorder, how this drug can help those people.
Cure them.
Cure
in some cases.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases.
It can help and cure those people.
And I'm being told it is serotonin, by the way.
And, I just find nothing I can say regarding this. I know
you've been lied to.
Yeah, there aren't any long term. There really generally are not long term effects to this drug.
With irregular use, I would say. But I mean, I know somebody personally who was very close to me in the past who had done a lot of ecstasy, and I was told by this person that she could feel a difference, in her personality after she was hooked on it for a while. She claims that it has gone away completely after about 6 months of not using it. But, I mean, we're talking about a hardcore addiction. We're not talking about your occasional use. If you're using this drug, a few times a year, one or two pills or something like that, it's very unlikely that there's going to be any kind of damage done to you. And this study proves it.
Yeah, well, too much of anything is going to damage you.
Absolutely.
So.
I mean, same thing with alcohol.
Same thing with water. You can
kill yourself with water.
With water.
It's true. And water's one of the most healthy things for you. Your body's 70-80% water, something like that. So, absolutely. Be judicious in your use of these things. Be safe. And that's what organizations like Dance Safe were created for. Or Arrowid.org, Arowid.org. Great resource for lots of good information about psychotropic substances and other substances that, alter your state of mind. Learning about these things before you do them is always a good idea. Taking it for the first time on some whim in a club with people you don't know, not a good idea.
I always try and tell people, find a safe spot, find people you're comfortable with, be sure you can get to a place where you can fall asleep.
These are important things.
Absolutely. And so you have to think in advance and do a little bit of research in advance to make sure you know what you're getting into.
I think that the worst effects I had from taking drugs when I was young were the effects of trying to hide it from my parents.
No.
all the places I ended up and the people with whom I ended up hanging out with. Mm. If I was comfortable at home hanging out with a couple of friends in my room doing something like this, I wouldn't have seen those ill effects in the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has their, story of how they ended up in this weird situation with, some guy in a chicken costume or something like that because they just didn't want their parents to know they were high.
Yeah. So, again, your thoughts, your stories, experiences, 800-259-9231. I mentioned Dance Safe before. I believe it is dancesafe.org that they give, information that's basically harm reduction information, what to know about buying drugs in the black market and how to ensure that you'll be as safe as possible. Because even with this landmark study that's been done, it's not like the U.S. federal government's going to just hop to it and remove ecstasy from Schedule 2 or wherever it is it's been scheduled. They're not going to change the legal status of this drug anytime soon, despite all of the positive studies that have been done that show how helpful it can be to human beings. It will likely remain illegal for a while. But hopefully this will be another arrow in the quiver of those who are attempting to make a change. And there are actually a surprising amount of doctors who are kind of leading the charge to get ecstasy rescheduled, to make it something that can be prescribed, to make it something that can be used for purposes, like I mentioned earlier, psychiatry, helping people get over PTSD and other traumatic situations in their past, or do relationship counseling, or whatever. These doctors know from their experience with patients that this can have a real significant effect on people and how they can cope with things and deal with a situation. Because for a long time, a number of psychiatrists have been secretly testing this. They will find a source for good MDMA, and they will give it to a patient who's willing to essentially be a guinea pig, somebody for whom other attempts have been failures. That's what the PTSD story was. These people that they cured of PTSD had already been through all of the legitimate, so-called, the legal channels as far as the different technologies or techniques for helping people with PTSD. They'd been through those, and those had not worked. So they tried everything. And this was like, all right, well, let's try MDMA and see how that works for you. Cured. In, you know, one session. It's incredible.
Yeah, people suffer from PTSD for years and years. And anyone that would say, oh, well, we've got to keep this dangerous drug illegal.
It's for the children, Mark. Got to keep it illegal for the children. They might do the wrong
thing. Yeah, well, the children are going to grow up, see their friends killed beside them, and freak out like this. Mm-hmm. Then where will they be?
Yeah, these same people, of course, will send their kids off to fight and die for the U.S. government, and you know, with just the expectation that they're going to come home and just be right as rain, I guess.
All right, so another interesting website you might want to take a look at, Ecstasy Data. And I believe that's .com, but I will verify that for you. Ecstasydata.org. I believe that is a website that is related to the folks over at DanceSafe. Ecstasydata.org is an independent laboratory pill testing program co-sponsored by Arrowhead, DanceSafe, and MAPS, which is the, I don't remember exactly, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, I think. And they launched it in July 2001. Its purpose is to collect, manage, review, and present laboratory pill testing results from a variety of organizations. So this is another way you can do it. As far as getting information about the pills that are sold on the black market, you can buy your own test kit from DanceSafe.org, or you can actually take a pill, and it seems really risky, right? But people do this. You can send it to ecstasy data. So you can take a whole pill of ecstasy, send it in, or what is marketed as ecstasy, send it to them with some sort of numbering information, and they'll put it online on their website with a list of exactly what they found in that substance. Hmm. So you can see, there's a pill here on the site.
So you just go to the post office and say, I'd like to send this pill of ecstasy.
No, you
please.
Don't tell anybody what you're doing. More coming up here. You can take control. But there's some of them like, there's caffeine is being sold as MDMA. It's Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL, CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and give you features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, on our website, you find all kinds of features. But if you like the show, you know that Free Talk Live gives you the website for free. So if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, around the world, bringing more internet listeners on board and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and join up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. At amp.freetalklive.com, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more, including AMP Podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. A little bit more about the black market and dealing with harm reduction as far as MDMA. As we've reported earlier this hour, another study has been done that shows that MDMA is not dangerous as it had been claimed in the past. Studies in the past had been flawed, seriously flawed. And this study recently was done to correct that. Shows very clearly that there is no difference between people who have used ecstasy and not used other drugs and people who have not ever used any drugs.
Real science.
Right. Real science. Sorry, governments. You've been lying. And now it's time to get the truth out there about it. In the meantime, though, the black market still exists, and people that are trying MDMA may not be actually encountering MDMA. We're talking about some ways to learn more, to educate yourself about what's out there and how to reduce the harm that the black market can do. Because when something's made illegal, the criminals take care of manufacturing.
Yeah. And the big scare when I was a kid was, of course, besides the holes in the brain thing, they would show you the picture that looks like an ant farm's been through it. But it was that if you try it once, you can die from the first time you try it. Yeah. And that was the big scare. And so it's like, if people don't want their kids even looking into this stuff, if they're like, oh, you shouldn't even look at those sites because, if it's illegal, you shouldn't have that information. If they're afraid of the try once and die thing, why not? You know, if they're going to do it anyway, just let them look.
It's important because there's a lot of it's odds are good you're not going to die.
Yeah.
When people die on street ecstasy, it's
because it's not the right thing.
Well, usually it's not MDMA, but if they are dying on MDMA or whatever it is, speed or whatever they're putting in these pills, it's usually because they're in a circumstance in which they will, for instance, they'll do a lot of dancing, for instance, at a club, and they'll get too hot, they'll overheat. Basically,
it's either too much or too little water is usually the case.
Yeah.
They've either drank so much water they don't know that they, you know, the drug has
them poisoned themselves with water.
Yeah, basically poisoned themselves. Drugs has them to the point that they really can't tell what's going on with their body, and they drink too much.
Yeah, but it's my point is people are so against the education of their kids about these drugs when, you know, you should educate them on it whether they're going to use it or not.
Absolutely. It's the compassionate thing to do. And Arrowhead.org, DanceSafe.org, EcstasyData.org. There's another one, PillReports.com, which is a little it's not quite as good as EcstasyData.org. PillReports allows anybody to post a report what they think about a pill that they bought on the black market. So, you know, you never know really what you're going to get there. But Ecstasy Data is a website that actually tests the pills. You send a pill into them. You don't get it back. They test it. They put the results up on the web. And they tell you what is in it. So right here at the top of the website, there's one that is two parts MDMA, one part caffeine. A couple pills that are all caffeine. I've seen them before as...
cough syrup.
Coughs...
Dextromethorphan,
dextromethorphan hydrobromide, which is an ingredient, frequently found ingredient in cough syrup, and
cough suppressant. Period.
It is a cough suppressant, but DXM actually does have a dissociative effect. So if you were to take enough of it,
it's a robo-tripping, I believe.
Correct.
For the nerds out there,
has real dangers to it.
Oh yeah.
You know, mean drinking a whole bottle of Robitussin?
A lot of Robitussin, if people do that with the high counts on it, but it also has an antihistamine, which can literally like close up a lot of people's systems because they take so much of it at once to get that high from it.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
The antihistamine can really, really screw with
you. And that's one of those side effects.
You know, and this is, I guess, the point that you're trying to make. If your kids are going to do some drugs, and you never know whether whether the type of person is going to experiment in this area or not, isn't it better that they do the ones that don't have any long-term effects to them? At least they have minimal long-term effects compared to things like, you know, buying some cough syrup and tripping on that, or getting some gasoline and huffing that.
Oh, man. That's scary.
Yeah, the spray paint in the bag.
These are things, spray paint, things like this.
What you're talking about are things teenagers learn how to do because they can't get their hands on real drugs.
Yeah.
Because the black market can make it difficult to come across, you know, MDMA or whatever it is they might be looking for. But it's not hard to find a gas can in dad's garage, you know. It's not hard to find spray paint.
Right. There's a certain segment of the population. I don't know how you identify them early on. I can tell you that I knew from a very young age that I was going to try drugs when I had a chance. I knew it, and I did.
So one of the other problems with the black market is that when people are growing up, they're getting older, you've got teenagers now that maybe weren't around a decade ago when the drugs might have been a little bit better quality on the street. So what's happening is people are manufacturing these pills, they're calling them ecstasy, they're filling them with all kinds of things, caffeine, speed, a number of things that don't have anything to do with MDMA. Piperazines are one of the new hot things that they're putting out there, which is a stimulant. While MDMA is not a stimulant, MDMA is classified as an empathogen because it helps you empathize with others. And
is there another thing in the empathogen category? I've never heard of one.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
There are,
like a made-up word.
There are relatives to MDMA. There's NDA as well. So
and that's what I think was on the market originally, at least when I knew about it.
So my point being, what they're doing is they're putting out this bunk. And they're selling this bunk as MDMA. They're selling it as ecstasy. And so for people that have never taken ecstasy before, they take this and they think this is ecstasy. It's not. In so many cases, it's not. And so you create this class of buyers in the marketplace that has no idea what an ecstasy experience is, and you're selling them something that you're calling ecstasy, but is not point-of-fact ecstasy.
Caffeine pills and whatever.
Right. It creates a confusion in the marketplace, and it makes it so that people are uncertain as to, you know, what it is they're getting. one of the things you can go to ecstasydata.org and look at here, it's very interesting. There's, you'll see as you look down the list, some things have lists of the actual milligram count, the actual amount of a drug that's in a pill. The others just have a part, like a ratio, like 2-to-1. Now, the reason for that is there's two different testing facilities. There's one in Europe, and there's another one in the U.S. The one in the U.S., while it is licensed by the DEA, as I understand it, to actually test these pills, they're prohibited from revealing the detailed results as far as the actual amounts of the chemical in these pills. And so that's what you're seeing when you're looking down this list. Anything with milligrams was tested in Europe. The ones that are a little more vague about how much there was in them are from the U.S. And so one of the effects that we've seen, and it's interesting how the black market responds to changes in incentive. Over in Europe, you are more likely on the streets to get real MDMA than you are in the United States. The reason for that is because we had actually Ishtar visiting last night. She's from over there, and she knows that they actually had testing stations set up outside of raves. So people could go and test their pills before they took them, and then, you know, basically throw it back in the face of the scumbag that sold them to them, and essentially eliminating the likelihood that anybody would even try selling bunk pills. And so the pill quality got better and better. Because you can actually test and see how much is in a pill in Europe, the average amount of the active ingredient is higher in Europe. If you actually get real MDMA in Europe versus the U.S., you're more likely going to get like 70 to 90 milligrams in the U.S. Probably get like 110 to 130 milligrams in Europe. So the quality, not only is the quality there, the quantity is also there for the price that you're paying. So just having information available, honest information available to people in the black marketplace, increases the safety and the quality of the products in the black market. It's incredible.
It also goes to show how things would be once the government re-legalizes these items.
Remember, you'd have reliable doses.
All of them at one point were legal. And, you know, we had the effects of whatever they were at the time. Now what we've got is the drug war, and it is a disaster.
Yes.
You can see that this drug, which is largely harmless, at least if taken in some level of moderation, would it, you know, you would, in the marketplace, it would be clean. You would have the proper dosage. People would be given information on how to take the drug.
That's right.
You know, some would take it properly.
Cost
some wouldn't.
So much.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it'd be so much cheaper.
People wouldn't break into your house and slit your wife's throat in order to get your wallet for additional drugs.
Absolutely.
I don't think that there've been too many ecstasy crimes committed, but
there's plenty of crime in the black market, though, as far as from the dealer's perspective. Lots of people getting ripped off. A lot of fraud. And I knew a guy that got held up at gunpoint when he was trying to buy like 15. So it's still pretty risky. It's the black market. So more coming up here. Hour 2's next. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.